Welcome to 5 Good Minutes. You're listening to today's inspirational message on the Book of Mark with Kurt Bjorklund.
Mark chapter 10 ends with a story of Jesus healing the man known as blind Bartimaeus. It reads like this, verse 46, and they came to Jericho. And as he was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a great crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind beggar, the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." And here again is the tension. And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." So here the question is, in a sense, will you do something for this guy? Because they're telling him to be quiet. And he cries out all the more. And Jesus stopped and said to him, "Call him." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up, he's calling you." And throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. And Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" Same question, basically, that Jesus asked the disciples when they made this hubbub-a-loo. And he said, "It's not mine to give." And here the blind man said to him, "Rabbi, let me recover my sight." And Jesus said to him, "Go your way, your faith has made you well." And immediately he recovered his sight and followed him on the way. Now, certainly, Jesus saying your faith has made you well has led many to say, well, is faith the active agent? Is it all about my faith? I think in this instance, what Jesus is doing is he's saying, it's because you knew I had power and you called on me and you overcame the resistance of so many people. I think sometimes there's a tendency in spiritual life to see people who are needy as being a nuisance. And the question here when they're like, well, what do you do for him? I mean, he's a nuisance. He's just a blind beggar. And Jesus never ceases to see the individual in need, and he never sees a nuisance when he senses genuine, heartfelt desire to come to him. And so when Bartimaeus comes, Jesus says, "I will heal you because you are coming with an absolute trust in my ability, a disregard for what other people say, and a dependence on me." So let me ask you today, where in your life are you coming to Jesus with this kind of heartfelt dependence, without a regard for what other people say or think, and just saying, "God, I call on you"? Now, what I do think is probably true here is Bartimaeus wasn't saying, "Heal me or else you're a fraud," to Jesus, or "Heal me or because I have such great faith." He was just simply saying, "Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. You alone have the power, so have mercy." And so the question for you is, what would it look like for you to pray the "Have mercy" prayer to God today in an area of need? To just simply say, "God, I come and I'm asking you to do something for me." Now, the tension point that I mentioned here with the disciples and the people around him, not necessarily the disciples here, but the people rebuking him saying, "Be quiet," is the tension point. Because here, I think again, what Jesus is doing is he's saying there are people who will say, "Don't call on God. Don't make a big deal of his ability and your inability." But that is ultimately how we come to Jesus in salvation. "Have mercy on me. I'm helpless, but you, Jesus, can do." And people all around us will say, "You don't need this. Don't pursue this. The real place that you will have a future is in your own strength, in your own ability." And Jesus here beautifully paints this picture again of our inability, his ability, mercy coming from him. And so today, what's your "Have mercy" prayer to God?
Thanks for joining us here today. There's a lot of great content to explore on Orchard Hill Plus and on the Orchard Hill main feed from the weekend. Have a great day.